Natalie, I have, the next question is for you. And if you could, you know, just give us your observations from your perspective on how biotechnology is changing and driving healthcare.
Sure. So, as I mentioned in the introduction, I manage a biorepository and specimen resource center at the Aurora Research Institute, which is part of Aurora Healthcare. And we provide biospecimens, like blood and tissue, that are either currently stored in our inventory, or we go ahead and prospectively collect those samples from patients in order to fit the different required criteria needed by research studies. And we provide the biospecimens along with linked clinical data with those specimens to researchers, not just at Aurora Healthcare, but throughout the country. And my team in particular, we're kind of the bridge between the patient and the bench researcher. So my team will go and identify patients that qualify for studies, consent them, and then make arrangements with our physicians, surgeons, pathologists to acquire the samples and provide them to the researchers in order for them to, you know, conduct the studies that they need to do. We provide samples to a variety of recipients. Over the years, it's been smaller biotech companies, but it's also been academic medical centers and large diagnostic and medical technology companies as well. And really, I think a big thing and something that Aurora is starting to focus more on is the topic of precision medicine. You know, it's a buzzword, but it's also something that you know, Aurora is just more focused on, and as a result, my group in particular is more focused on. So that you know, our goal is that the biospecimens and data that we provide will help to develop new technologies, new diagnostics, potentially bring in new clinical trials to our organization, and ultimately create better treatment, advanced medicine for our patients.
And